You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Jacqueline Charles, welcome to the Up to Me Radio. I'm your host, again, Jacqueline Charles with the Women Unworthy podcast, the nation's most sought after podcaster. We apply the 3E formula in each and every podcast. And in the event this is your first time listening to us, I'll tell you what the 3E formula is. It's basically we're here to educate, empower, and last but not least, to entertain. So buckle up, guys, and enjoy the ride. I want to send a very special thank you to the Atlanta Life Media Agency for sponsoring and supporting the Women Unworthy podcast. We would not be here without you guys. We really appreciate what you're doing, supporting us, and just giving us life. Atlanta Life Media Agency is a premier Georgia television, film and entertainment, behind the camera production and support, and a consulting agency. So please take time to check them out at www.atlma.net. Again, check them out at atlma.net. That's Atlanta Life Media Agency, where there's a connection to be made. And if you'd like to join our conversation as a sponsor, go ahead and email us at info@uptomeradio.com. info@uptomeradio.com. So thank you again. I'm just so happy and excited right now. Thank you for tuning in again to the Women Unworthy podcast. Joining us is our very special sister from another mister, Natalie Rattanio. She's a fitness professional that has been in the industry for almost 2 decades. Natalie is known for her acting. Everyone, come on, guys. You guys remember her as Nikki Franco. She co-starred with Pamela Anderson in the hit TV show VIP. Well, now, let's fast forward. This phenomenal and super fabulous lady is working on her own brand called Super Bodies by Nat. This brand is geared towards educating women on fitness and nutrition. Okay, hold on to your seat, guys. Before and after menopause. That's right, I said it, menopause. It's one of those taboo topics we just don't want to talk about. Now, if you want to work with Natalie and work out with her, we're going to get all her contact information. Natalie teaches across the country, and she works full-time at The Wall in Los Angeles, California. We will discuss fitness and wellness during menopause with Natalie. That's what today's topic is all about. So come on, guys, let's rip off the Band-Aid and let's talk about menopause. So without further ado, my sister from another mister, Natalie. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be a part of Women Are Worthy. I'm such a big fan of yours, and I'm such a big fan of what you're doing. And I am, too, in route with you to inspire, empower, and entertain, because it's so important for us to have fun.
That's so true. And for those who don't know, let me just give you a little backstory. I was watching this television show, and I see this perky, you know, phenomenal woman. I mean, when I saw Natalie, I connected with her. And I said, you know what, I'm going to contact her because her body was right and tight and just, oh, my God. So I developed my girl crush. Come on, guys. It's a natural thing. It's okay for us to support and celebrate other women. So I reached out to this wonderful lady. And guess what? She took my phone call. She took my email. She was so receiving because I think about this. Someone who you really look up to, because I did look up to her and I still do today. She was such a nice person. I'm like, wait a minute. She's different. So, Natalie, again, whenever I talk to you, I want to thank you for just being open and just being a sister, a woman of the village with me, and just embracing me and accepting me for who I am.
Oh, it's an honor. I always want to be there for my girls, no matter where they're coming from. People contact me, and they get so surprised that I answer the calls or the emails. But sometimes next thing you know, I'm on the phone call with like a network marketing person, and I'm like, oh my goodness. But I'm open to it because I just feel like we all need to be there for each other, and just like walk with each other through life. And if there's something or somebody that I can touch in a phone call, an email. Now look at us; we're on a couple of years now with each other.
Yes,
and you know it's great. So you are more than welcome.
And for those tuning in now, we're speaking to my favorite. You know, today's Wednesday, so it's Women Crush Wednesday, right? So today I'm speaking to Natalie Ratano. So for those tuning in, you guys know I talk so much about her. You guys think that's my twin. We don't look alike, but I'm telling you, you guys know how much I love her. Natalie, when I mentioned to my audience that, and you know, my viewers, my listeners, you know, the different platforms that I'm on, I told them that we were going to be talking about menopause. And can I tell you, it was overwhelming. I had a woman call me on the phone crying because we were going to talk about menopause. And again, we're going to be talking about fitness and wellness during menopause. So let's jump right on in. Natalie, why do you think menopause is such a touchy or taboo topic to discuss?
Well, first off, I want to say that Women Crush Wednesday, Workout Wednesday, I think it's Women Are Worthy Wednesday. I'll just start out with that.
Thank you.
Women Are Worthy Wednesday. Here we are. It's funny that you say, why is it such a taboo subject? Because it's like nobody wants to talk about getting older because it's like shameful or embarrassing. And I asked a really close friend of mine, I've been trying to get this up and running, and it's like people are like, oh, my God, we're dying for it. But, like, there's no platforms for it. And the platforms that are out there, and they are very informative, but they're not, like, inspirational, if I can say. They're informational. They're not inspirational. You kind of, like, go, wah, wah. And I had a friend of mine say, well, you have to make it sexy. And I was like, well, here's a newsflash. It's not sexy. But what you can do is educate yourself and work out so you don't feel terrible and gain that, you know, 15 to 20 pounds and then look like you're not used to looking. So that's my goal, is to be able to help women do that. But for me, hitting menopause, it blindsided me. I had nobody to tell me it was happening, except, you know, you go to the doctor every year and they say, oh, you know, you're getting into that age and you're even when you still get your period every month, things start to change. And I like didn't know. And most of my friends that I was working with at the time were much younger than I was, because none of them are going through it. And my people weren't talking about it, like my clients who were of that age and who were going through it. So I was like, I got so affected by it with weight gain. I didn't have children, so my doctors put me on medication, and all those made me put on about 25 pounds. And that, for somebody 5'3", that was used to looking like a chiseled fitness guru, it like damn near broke me. It changed a lot of things in my life. And I was like, I have to turn this around, and I have to be there for people that are going to be going through the same thing. And trust me, I get the emails, the Facebook messages, the girls crying to me on the phone. I've talked to countless women about, what do I do? Like, I have these roll around my waist, and 2 years before they had an 8-pack or a 6-pack. So I just want to be there to help people learn how to train themselves, educate themselves on what's happening to their bodies, and that's how I came up with Super Bodies by Nat, because you can always be a super body no matter who you are.
Well, since you mentioned menopause, and I know it's different with everyone, what's the most common symptoms of menopause that you can talk about? Because that's one of the number one questions that we're asked to ask you.
Okay. The top three, and I have it on my Super Bodies page, is that if you just start being completely nuts, like over emotional, crying about things that don't matter, like you're like, all of a sudden I'm welling up over something that like doesn't make any sense. Emotions are at a high, the hot flashes, they're just like terrible. And no sleeping, those three things, like were my biggest, symptoms. And then obviously the icky weight gain. If you are going through menopause and you haven't gained weight, kudos. But the weight gain was tough for me because this is what I do for a living.
Right. Well,
it made me depressed. It made me just feeling, you know, embarrassed about myself and definitely not sexy at all. So I'd be like, I need to change this around. I'm used to being a badass bitch. This ain't gonna fly.
Speaking of fitness, let's really get down to it. How important and why should we still exercise during menopause?
It's so important, and it's almost like it's more important for your brain, and you have to really think that you're working from the inside out when you're in menopause, because it's like that hour that's going to make you sane, because that's what I notice the most, like, at the end of that hour, I'm feeling like more myself again. I'm in a better mood. It physically and chemically changes your brain. So you're feeling better and you want more of it. So it's so important that you work out. And I want to stress, too, it's very important to lift weights during menopause, because you're going to create testosterone. You're going to create lean muscle mass. That, in turn, will help you burn fat. HIIT workouts, high-intensity interval training, is important. That's going to help you burn more fat and give you more of an afterburn, where you burn calories after you work out. And I don't know about you, I love burning calories while I'm sitting on my couch watching reality TV. I don't know about you.
Well, you know what? While you were talking, I'm writing, so I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. I am having a discussion with you, but I'm writing my tips down. And you mentioned, because you know I'm doing my walking and things like that, so now I'm adding weights to that. So that's a great tip. That's good to know. So this is also informative to me.
I'm really glad you said something about walking. I know a lot of people who, I mean, I have like a Ferrari engine that lives inside of me. So I'm different from other people that are like not used to even working out. And I have a friend who was my best friend in college, and she's just like, oh my goodness, I need to work out. But she really wasn't a workout person. Walk, 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 move. It doesn't matter. It's free. You can go outside your door, put a pair of sneakers on, and walk for 30 minutes and get your heart rate up. Like, just walking and you sending me those steps is so great. Get a friend with you. Send each other the steps. Meet for walks in the park, you know. If you move, you will change.
And you mentioned something, and for those out there who don't know, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, and Nat may not like me doing this, but I'm going to do it. Because I have a sister from another mister who is just, you know, just a great inspiration for me, because I follow her on social media. I myself started battling with the bulge, and things started, you know, gravity started to take over. It's like, you know, going to the bathroom and slinging my boobs over my shoulder. You know, I'm like, what in the world happened here? What happened?
Or what about this, Jeff? What about a burrito back that you had a little bit of problem? Get like a burrito back. I'm like, what the heck is this?
I mean, the good thing is I don't have a poop ball, whatever they want to call it yet. I don't have that. But I'm like, wait a minute, I need help. Thank you.
You know me. If you have one, you get rid of it.
Exactly. So for me, you know, 29 years in, I still have to drop it like it's hot. So I'm like, wait a minute. I got to get a hold of myself. So I said, who's the best person I can call? I said, I'm going to call Nat. So I called her and I said, you know what? I'm going to get back into this whole exercise thing, not just to get into clothes. And because we all know when we feel better, we look better. When we look better, we feel better. You know, and when you move, you lose. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start walking and I'm going to call Nat and see. I know she's extremely busy, but will she be my accountability partner? Eating, I have down. But just moving again. You know, the weather's been crazy, and that's no excuse. So I called Matt, and she said, you know what? Sure, I'll be your accountability partner. So I sent her my I have one of those apps that tells you how many steps you've walked. So my steps is anything about 15,000 above. You know, that's what I'm grateful for. So I've been sending it to her every day because I have to do it. Days that I'm off, I still let her know. So, you know, go out and find someone who can help you. Find an accountability, you know, partner. And Nat, thank you for doing that because I'm moving my tuchus off. I'm talking to you, and I'm now walking.
Hey, listen, get an accountability coach, a friend. If people want to reach out to me on Instagram, on my Facebook, you can get my Instagram at supernat444. My Facebook is just under Natalie Rattano, my name. My YouTube is Superbodies by Nat. I will be your accountability coach. And it takes 2 seconds to look at something on, and I am right there with you. So let's build each other up and help each other get through this.
And Nat, question I want to know, for those out there listening to us right now that's going through menopause and may not have a female person in their household that they can ask, or in their family members that they can ask, or friends because they're too embarrassed, because that M, that menopause, here we go again, that M-E-N, men in front of the pause. So women are, you know, still a taboo. Can you speak some words of inspiration to them?
Yeah. I encourage anybody that's finding themselves embarrassed behind closed doors to reach out to websites like ours. Superbodies by Nat, look under anything menopause. There's a bunch of groups on Facebook that are there supporting each other. Educate yourself on what's happening. And one of my biggest things that I would tell anybody, you've got to work out. You've got to work out and sweat and got to tweak your diet a little bit, because the two go hand in hand. But reach out, get support with it. And if you're in a house full of men, then if you don't have girlfriends, we'll be your girlfriends.
Exactly. Why is it there's a link between anxiety and depression? What role does that play during menopause?
Well, our hormones are going crazy. So you're not sleeping. You're anxious because your brain chemistry is different. And I already deal with my own anxiety as a general problem. So that made my anxiety so much worse. And when you're anxious, you get depressed because you're thinking all these crazy thoughts. And we're missing everything in between, and that's the present moment. You can't be still. You can't create. You can't do unless you find your way to the present moment. And it just gets so bad because chemically, that's what's happening to us. That's one of the bad symptoms of it, is anxiety and depression. And that's another reason why I am always, like, promoting go out there and sweat. Go out there and work out, because you are forced into the present moment during those workouts. You're breathing. You're in the now. The now is 0 to 5 seconds. That's your moment to be who you really are. When we're anxious, we're worrying about the future. When we're depressed, we're thinking about the past. You've got to get back to the present moment whenever you can. And sometimes we can't help it because these menopause symptoms cause us to have everything else accentuated, you know? But that's my advice, is to find your way back into the present. And it's not easy, I know, but it is attainable.
So since you said it's attainable, what made you decide? Because, you know, this is that you just created a niche for yourself, talking about workouts, you know, health and wellness during menopause. You created something that no one's really doing. But what made you decide to focus on menopause, the health and wellness aspect of it?
Because I had all that stuff happen to me, which I was shocked at, considering I've been such a fitness fanatic, expert my whole entire life. I was like, oh, surely none of this is going to happen to me. Oh, and it did. And it did big. And it affected every single area of my life. It affected my job. It affected my relationships, dating, and things like that. I just felt awful, ashamed, depressed. I was in my apartment. I was on antidepressants, which even made me more depressed. That's my experience, and I don't want to put it out there to people who do need medication. This is my experience. But because the medicine, and this happens in a lot of people statistic-wise, they put on a lot of weight from antidepressants. A lot of people don't. I happen to have it happen to me. When you can't do that when you're in the fitness industry and you're in the public eye. So I was just like, I have to do something. It's happening to me. There's got to be like so many other people out there suffering. And I just really wanted to help other women so that they could feel good about themselves again. We are responsible for our own happiness, Jackie. And we can do that. You know, it's in our power. I got to the root of the cause.
And that's it, because you mentioned, you know, the doctors wanted to give medication. And so often it's important to talk about sometimes the night sweats and certain things that go, that may play into it, because I was looking up a lot of the symptoms while I was researching this, you know, researching this topic. And so often when you have doctors, they're not sympathetic, and it's not all doctors. They want to give you antidepressants. And I realize doctors can test to see if you, with the blood work, to see if you're perimenopausal, premenopausal, if you're going through menopause.
Yeah.
And a lot of doctors don't do that. So it's important to get that testing out there, because right now we're living in a society where you just pop a pill to go to sleep, pop a pill to wake up, pop a pill for antidepressants, you know, if you're depressed, and things, or antidepressants,
right,
rather, that they give you. And so, for you, how important do you think that we take our health into our own hands? And I'm not discrediting the doctors, but how important do you see it that that's what we need to do?
Well, here's a couple of things, Jackie. It's very important that we take our health into our own hands, especially at this age. And that being said, when you have to further push your doctor to take you through those hormonal tests, it's not something that you go and say, oh, I'm going on my regular pap smear. No, there's a separate appointment for that. And us as women have to take that responsibility into our own hands and say, hey, doctor, I need to get my hormones tested. Give me the blood test. Give me all the blood work I need to do so that you know where you're at. So I absolutely think that that's imperative that we do. I just moved back to Los Angeles, so I have an amazing doctor, and we're hoping to have her on to interview with her on her advice. She's younger. She's kind of like hip on some new up-and-coming things for menopause. What I found out personally, and one of the reasons why my doctor, who was amazing in New York, is that I hadn't had children. So it's kind of treated differently when you don't have kids than people who did. They can do HRT, hormone replacement therapy. They get scared to put women who haven't had children on HRT because it has caused cancer, or caused a higher risk of us getting cancer. So she put me on some antidepressants to help me with my anxiety, hot flashes, and whatnot. So that has been proven to help some people. It unfortunately didn't help me. And I'd go deeper and like do different experiments on my own body. And one of the big things that I found that helps with night sweats and sleeping and working out is inflammation. Eating for your inflammation, because, you know, gluten and all the things that people are talking about. When we talk about inflammation, you know what else gets swollen is your brain. So if you're overeating, too much sodium and too much gluten that are all in all of our white foods, you're not only inflaming, gaining weight inside your body, but your brain is swelling. So that's going to change your brain chemistry. I found during my program of RRR, which is release, refocus, and reset, one of the things I take you off of for 21 days is gluten. I take you off of what kind of alcohol you're drinking. For me, I drink too much wine at night, and that causes inflammation, especially white wine. There's a lot of histamines in it. And if you're a regular wine drinker, you need to cut back. That goes for me, too, and I enjoy my wine. But, you know, there's a big difference from when you're not drinking as much to when you are because of the inflammation of it. No dairy, people. You got to get off of that. There's so many dairy replacements out there, and that's a big game changer if you get that dairy because I love my cheese. But yesterday we had a guest on Nice Guy Coffee with Nat, and we had all vegan cheese that had no dairy in it. I do meat and protein once a day in RRR to eat more plant-based. Green will make you lean, and no red meat whatsoever on that 21 days. So you're getting the least amount of antibiotics and hormones that are in, you know, a lot of our meats, chickens, turkeys, whatever, even though, you know, try and get the cleanest that you can at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or something like that. So inflammation plays a really big part in those symptoms, I feel.
Nat, what do you think about, you know, we're talking about menopause, right? So what do you think maybe we need to, when we're talking to our younger sisters or younger daughters or younger friends, you know, when or mothers, when you're having your cycle and your daughter's coming to you, talking to you about her cycle, I think we also need to talk about menopause. What are your thoughts about that? Because we're talking about the very beginning, but we forget or we don't go back to these children or these young girls and talk to them, okay, fine, you have your, you know, you're having your cycle, and eventually later on in life, you're going to go through something called menopause where you're not going to have your cycle anymore. What are your thoughts about that, initiating conversation about that?
My thoughts about education is exactly that. Educate, educate, educate. And I think it's so important that we as women, mothers, friends, best friends, or aunties, that we totally talk about the younger generation about it. Because with what's going on in our society, like my mom had menopause at 56. Mine started at like 46. And I don't know if it's because of my not having children. And that's the thing we can't pinpoint. So there's no shame in talking about our younger sisters, daughters, nieces about that. I think it's actually really important, especially like one of the women in my company of Super Bodies by Nat, she's 30, right, Steph? And she's like wants to know everything. And then my other partner, who is one of my best friends, she's 1 year older than I am. So we are like really all about the education. That's one of the most important things is that we want to help our girls that are coming into their 40s, they're not really near menopause, but we want them to know what to look for. And you have to be healthy now. You know, be healthy as much as you can. Eat clean now. Even at that young age, start the process going.
And it's good to see that you're educating people because, you know, and you're opening up and you're actually talking about a topic. And I'm going to use this word that's normally sensitive in the past. And this is something that, you know, so many women are suffering because of this topic we're talking about. I was getting a lot of emails and people calling me and the conversations and the things that women were saying. You think we were living in, you know, the dark ages. We don't have to whisper. I had this one lady just whisper on the phone with me, Nat, because she didn't want to say it out loud because I know. When we talk about menopause, in today's society, in the world that we're living in, the culture that we're living in, it means you're over the hill. It means you're getting older. It means you're no longer good. You know, you're old. It's not wisdom and old associated with being older. I mean, it's really, and I'm glad that you're going to be changing the whole mindset of this.
Well, Jackie, I think it's so important to view aging in a different sense. Like, we're wiser, we're smarter, you know yourself better. That's the best time of your life, because the things that you used to worry about a year ago, they're not gonna mean the same thing. And I think our society right now should be so open to this. I mean, we embrace everything now in society. We embrace same sex. We embrace transgender. We embrace homosexuality. Everything is okay in this life. And there should be absolutely nothing except respect about aging. And that's what I'd love to bring light to, because, you know, we've gone through a lot in our lives as just people in general. People's journeys have been different, you know, and we just also,
I agree.
You know, you can still be gorgeous and hot and sexy, and that's what people feel like they lose, as women feel like they lose when they go through this menopause. And I feel like if you take care of yourself differently, then, you know, get out of the closet and get out of the shame and do something about it. I'm creating that platform for women to do that, because I did feel those same feelings, and I do feel great about myself now. And it's just like, you know, I might not be, maybe I'm a couple of more pounds heavier, but I can still be in shape. You can make your body get back in shape. You know, you're not 20 years old, but you could be in your 50s and look incredible.
And that's what I like what you're doing, because you're switching the mindset, because, you know, in Europe and in Asia, the older people are so well respected because of the wisdom. And in, you know, in the United States, you know, 50 is the new 40, 40 is the new 30, 30 is the new 20. And it's just, you know, it's basically just saying the younger you are, the better you are. So I like the fact that you're changing the mindset, that, because look at women, let's be honest, look at women like Angela Bassett. Oh, my.
Come on.
God.
That's her. Did you see her on 911? That last
what?
911 when she walked in with that red dress on her date with Peter Krause. I am sorry. She shut that whole season down.
Well, Natalie, let's be perfectly honest, okay? You're going to be modest about this, so let me say it. Let me paint the picture, okay? Angela Bassett is so freaking phenomenal. Just looking at her, I'm like drooling. Nat,
yeah.
You're not too shabby yourself, lady, okay? You're hot yourself, okay? So regardless, and I'm saying that with all, you know, had, you know, I love you, you're my sister, it's no shame in my game. You are just as hot. So just like when people are talking about Angela Bassett, this woman's 60, I think she's in her 60s or something like that. I mean, arms for days, boots for days. Girl, that's you too. That's you too. You right up there.
Aw, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. I received that. You know, I go through my insecurities too, and I go through not feeling good about myself, and my waistline isn't what I want it to look like. But I just keep on plugging along, and I know that I can get better because I'm wiser, I'm stronger, I know more, you know, and that's where you're at. It's not like older, it's better. You're better.
That, I like that. It's not older, it's better. So for those
that
are out there in California and they want to train with you, or they want to get in, be a part of your program that you're doing, or the wall, you're doing the wall as well. What, and your brand is called Superbodies. If they want to get in touch with you, give us your handles again, give us your website. If you're writing a book, come on, this is your show. This is not my show. Let's plug, plug, plug. How can they get in touch with you?
All right, if you want training or information on getting in shape, or you're going through menopause and you want to get direct access to me, info@natalieratano.net. And my name's spelled NATALIERAITANO. That's .net. That's for direct access to me. You can check out my YouTube channel. We're just building it. It's Superbodies by Nat. And I'm sorry, wrong. My boss is over here going, my unit is under Natalie Ritano. Superbodies by Nat. You're a super body. Everybody has a super body in them. My Instagram is supernat444. My Facebook is just Natalie Ritano. So reach out to me. I am so there for all you ladies or young girls that want to know about it. And you can make a difference in your body. Get your sexy. It's inside. You ain't gone anywhere. We're just going to bring her back to life.
Oh, I feel like playing, is it Justin Timberlake about sexy back? I need to start playing that song now. And it's so refreshing because I'm doing this because I don't care about the summer. It's not because of the summer. I mean, yeah, I want to look good, but I want to feel good because you know when you're, when you've lost that weight and there's an extra pep to your step, your boobs are just a little higher, your tongue, the curve of your back, you just, there's a little bounce to your ounce to your bounce. So that's what I feel. I'm starting to feel that again.
Listen to this, Jackie. Anytime you want to go off the diet, nothing tastes better than looking good. Nothing. Nothing tastes better. No skinny pizza. That piece of pizza, put it away. We're a community.
See?
I want to do it together. Let's do this together. Let's be on board together, Jackie. I'm so with you. We're going to change the world, man.
And I receive that. We're putting that out in the universe. We know it's going to happen. For me, I just need to know that I need to get moving. I'm, you know, part of the vegan community, and I just want to get moving. That's what's holding me back and why I got the weight gain. So I know what I need to do, eating and drinking the water. I'm doing well at that. I just need to move. And, again, as you said, we need to do this.
I'm putting you on my RRR, and also you – let's not talk about this in the past tense because you are doing it now. You're not
yes
in action of it. So, like, don't put that negative spin on it. You're in it. You're doing it.
You're right. You're right. And I have to let the universe understand because I have to put that out there. I'm walking into it. I'm walking in it. I am doing it. Not was or going to. I am doing it. See, that's why I love my Nat. That's why I love my Nat. And for those listening out there, you know, and for you, you know, please contact her. When I say she's a real deal, this is a PSA for Nat, okay? No. She is the real deal. She's very compassionate. She's very caring. And she really is part of the village. She's what you call, you know, a girl's girl. We don't have many of them out there, but I think between Nat and myself, we're going to change that mindset that she's not out there to, she wants the best for you because I see what she does for me and what she does for her other gals and her other friends. She's a girl. She supports women. Anything that you're doing, she's right on top of it. She's your cheerleader. That's the word I'm looking for. She's your cheerleader, and I love that about her. So if you're struggling, if you have issues, please contact Nat because I promise you she is going to help you. You'll lose the weight. You'll have a cheerleader. She's not going to be screaming at you. She's going to be doing it with you. So it's so often you can't find a trainer who's working with you and just they're just thinking about the money. You're not going to get that with Natalie, I promise you. So please reach out to her. Contact her if you have any questions, if you're looking for one-on-one, if you want to talk to her about menopause. Ladies, it's not embarrassing. Let's remove the shame. Let's remove the Band-Aid from the word menopause. Let's remove it. Let's talk about it. Let's scream about it. Let's be about it.
That's right. And you know what? I will cheer you on as I lead you through. So just know that also if there's a group of girls that don't have the money for private training, get a couple of your girlfriends together. We'll come over and do a little workout with you a couple times a week or do a little, you know, educational tutorial workout, talk about your diet. Just give me a call. Reach out to me, info@natalieritano.net. Natalie Ritano YouTube, and then Supernat on IG, Facebook, Natalie Ritano. Call me.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm caught up in the spirit for a minute. Wait a minute. Calm down, Jackie. You're doing a show. This is not your regular telephone conversation. Ooh. Okay, I was caught up in the spirit. Sorry for a minute. Natalie, we're about closing our segment, so I want to ask you, What golden nugget would you like to leave the listeners? What takeaway statement would you like to be the call for action to help the listeners, the viewers, for their daily lives?
I would just like you to love you. You know, you're the boss of you, okay? And it's inside of you to make the decision to get up and do the damn thing. So you are the boss of you, and there's nothing that's impossible.
Love that. We're coming down to the segment that's called Jackie's Inbox, which is going to include Natalie. This is where usually I read letters and I talk about affirmation.
Yeah.
So this affirmation I definitely want to share, and then I'll read a letter that's addressed to Natalie. Jackie Charles, me personally, I wake up every day with an attitude of gratitude. That's what I try to do. That's what I do every day. Not try. That's what I do every day. Because when I wake up, I'm 6 feet above ground. Everything else is gravy. Everything else is gravy. So, for me, I had an issue where I would constantly worry about everything, anxiety. And finally, I just put into the, you know, my Lord and Savior's hands and say, you know what? I can only control but so much. The rest is just gravy. I'm just going to continue living my life the best Jackie today than I was yesterday. So I want to, Navi, I received a letter from Lisa. Lisa's asking me, I'm going to paraphrase because it's a long letter. And basically what it boils down to, she's embarrassed to talk to her husband about menopause. She took the test. She realized she's going through menopause, but she's having issues right now, and her issues are she doesn't feel like having sex with him. She doesn't want to pretend, so she's putting him off. She's worried that he's going to go out there and have an affair because she chooses to say no. So with that said, she's asking, how should she talk to her husband, sit down and have a conversation with her husband that she's going through menopause, and she says she's crying at night, she's not sleeping. How should she have this conversation with her husband?
So my answer, Lisa, is, number one, I totally understand. I feel for you. My heart goes out because I know how tough that is, and each day that you press it down and press it down is each day that it gets worse. So this honesty is always the best policy. If he married you, he loves you, you need to have the conversation. And it sounds like you're very sad and depressed about it. And that my answer to depression and sadness is, move, baby. You have to work out. You're going to feel better about yourself. And moving and working out kind of brings your sex back. Sex drive back. It helps the libido a lot. So definitely sit down, have a heart to heart, because once he feels like he knows what's going on, he'll be more understanding. And you know what? Don't even put it out in the universe that, you know, don't manifest a situation. Sit down and talk to your husband about what's really going on. And, you know, recreate the spark within yourself, too. You can do this. You got it. And if you've got any questions about working out, it will help bring your sex drive up for sure. Definitely get to your doctor. Figure out what's going on hormonally with you, as well as talking to your husband, because that is really going to help educate you on what the next move is. And I am not a doctor. I am definitely a trainer, and if there's any workout questions that you have for me, I'm totally there for you. But I 100% think sit down, make a nice dinner, have a glass of wine if you drink, or over coffee at night, over something yummy, and sit down and be like, honey, I need to talk to you about what's happening with me. And just say, be true. Remember, you're the boss of you.
Thank you. See, this is why I have my sister from another mister, you know, on the line, just with this wonderful interview. So for those listening, I want you guys to understand, and if you want to tune in, this podcast can be heard on uptomeradio.com. That's our website, www.uptomeradio.com, the website. Up to Me Radio channel. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Music. We're on Google Music Play. We're on everything. So please share the page, share our social media handle. We're on Up to Me Radio on Twitter, at Up to Me Radio on Facebook as well. And for the Women Are Worthy show, we're on Facebook. The Women Are Worthy show, we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram as the Women Are Worthy show. Tune in and watch our show every Monday on Facebook Live on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. 7 p.m. Eastern time. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed the journey on the Women Are Worthy podcast. Our intention is to have you relaxed while listening to the show, relate to the topics, and release any negative stress during the course of the podcast. We want everyone to have a wonderful week. And in closing, I want to thank my sister Nat for being on the show. You're just a wonderful light. Thank you for allowing your light to shine and sharing your platform with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I am very humbled and so love talking anytime. Anytime, call me. I'm in it with you.
And vice versa. You know, we're true sisterhood. When they say it takes a village, it does take a village. And my sister, I love and support you. And now you have a team. You have a team supporting you. I support anything you're doing. Feel free to call me. Feel free, you know, Jackie, I need to do this. Put this out there. I'm here in support of everything you're doing and anything your team is doing. So feel free to contact me, because this is not just me just saying this. I'm willing to put the work in because I support what you're doing and the fact that you're helping other women out there.
Thank you so much.